each other and you see your brothers and sisters and people that we truly care about. So I'd like you to stand up and go give that brother and sister a hug and tell them that you are extremely happy to see them. Because it's a beautiful thing when we all come together and we see each other, especially people that we share that same belief with. That was pretty awesome. So I've always wanted to try this. I'm going to try it, see if I get one response. Pasavos. Ah, I got it. We went to the Super Sabbath, and it was in Spanish, and they do it, and I was like, man, that sounds amazing. I got to start doing that. So, Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. You shall not know it. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Sometimes we focus on those things of our past too much. Sometimes we go back to those things that are keeping us down. Sometimes we look at our mistakes and can't get over them. Sometimes we need a fresh start. How many of you would like a fresh start? See, many of us this morning have made mistakes in our lives. We've experienced certain setbacks, failures. Sometimes we allow these mistakes to kind of take over what we think. And it deprives us from enjoying this life that God has given us. Because it keeps us down. John 10:10 says, I have come that you might have life and that you may have it abundantly. Then he starts talking about Satan and how Satan will come into our lives and try to destroy the beautiful things that God has given us. And how does he do that? By taking us back to the past. See, people can hurt us. People can tell us off. People can scar us. But the only one that can totally bring you down is yourself, if you allow it. Because those things we forgive, and then we start moving on. And the minute that we allow those things of our past to start taking over is when we start walking away from God. Instead of focusing on Him, the one that gives us that pure joy. Isaiah 43:18 says, the Lord says, "Forget about what has happened before." The scripture reading. Forget about it. Yes, pay attention to it. Yes, allow it to be a learning experience, but don't dwell on it. Because God is far more interested in our future than He is in our past. When you wake up every morning, how are you going to serve God this morning? See, sometimes we start wondering about the past. Well, and then you start to say, well, what if I would have done this? What's on the other side of a what if statement? It's always something better, right? You're like, well, what if I did this choice and it led me to here and it led me to there? And then you start to wonder. You're not always like, well, what if I was homeless? Because it's always something better than what we have, something better than what God has already given us that we start to think about. And those things are dangerous. Because you have to start living for what God has for us today and what He has for us tomorrow. You can't keep thinking in the past. You can't. Those choices are already made. We can't go back in time to change those choices. We can move forward and live with the choices that we've made and turn to God and serve God with those choices. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about how to make a fresh start. How to make a fresh start with God. And I'm going to use that word start as an acronym. And each one of those things means something different. Okay? I found this formula. I was listening to a sermon and he kind of went through it. And I want to share that with you. And I hope that you're able to take this and share it with other people. Because the very first S in start means stop making excuses. If you want a fresh start, you have to stop making excuses. Stop seeing ourselves as a victim. Because that's the number one thing that we always do. We see ourselves as a victim. We have a huge pity party. And man, they throw big, giant pity parties sometimes. It's like, man, did I send out invitations? Because this party would have been popping. We're not supposed to do that, guys. And I know it, and it's so hard not to, right? Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. He gets a fresh start. It's hard to get people to admit they're wrong, right? It's hard to get us to admit we're wrong. But sometimes in life, that's what we need to do. We need to stop making excuses. We need to own up to the things that we've done and move forward. It's really hard to say I blew it. And it's even harder to go up and say I'm sorry. But sometimes that happens because we don't listen to others. See, the people around you are the people that you should start seeking advice from. Because these are the people that believe like you do. These are the people that love you. And they only want what's best for you. Proverbs 15 says, mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. Sometimes we don't want to go to each other because they know they're going to give us the hard truth. And why don't we listen? Because sometimes we have pride. Larry always used to tell me, remember going to Starbucks over in Fowler, right as you get off the 99, he'd come up from Visalia, I'd come down from Fresno. He'd buy me coffee and we'd just pray together. And he would say, you have to let go of your ego. And he says, ego stands for edging God out. So he would tell me, you're edging God out, Alex. And it kind of brings tears to my eyes because I was. And sometimes I try to edge God out of my life because I don't like the situation that he's put me in. So you separate from him. God's on that side and you take another step this way. Well, I'm feeling bad about myself, so I'm just going to go a little this way, try to make myself feel a little better. And then you start to run. I'm not a fast runner, so I'm not even going to attempt it. But that's not what we're supposed to do. In those difficult times is when you have to start getting closer to God. Start looking to him for guidance, not away from him. And we do that so often. Proverbs 24:10. If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? Things get hard. They do get hard. But we can't make excuses for those things that get hard. And one of the things that we tend to do is we give up too soon. Oh, this didn't work out. That's it. No, it might have not worked out. But there's something else for you. So find out what that is. When I found out that I would no longer be teaching, man, I was having giant pity parties, like if it was a boda or something huge. And it was hard. Because I wanted things to be easy. I wanted God to change things instantly. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't. I remember talking to Mark, and Mark would say, Alex, something's going to turn up. And it was so hard to accept that. It was so hard to believe that. But something does turn up. So stop making excuses for the reasons why we don't get closer to God. Oh, well, I'm a rotten sinner. I can't pray today. Oh, but I did this. I can't go to church. Stop making excuses. The T stands for taking inventory of your life. Every now and then, sit down and realize the things that you're doing in your life. Of the experiences that you've gone through in your life, take an inventory of those things. Notice those. Write them down if you have to. Galatians 3:4. Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? It's pretty much saying, you have suffered so much for the gospel, but now you're just going to go and throw it all away. No. We don't do that. You've suffered for God, or you've gone through different trials and you grow from those. You don't say, I'm done. Write down those things that you've gone through. Take that inventory and realize how much God has made you grow. If you sit back and you write down your last 5 years of your life, can you see growth? And if we can't, guys, then we have an issue. If you can't see those times that you thought were miserable and that God turned them into something beautiful, then we need to start paying attention to the detail. Because God is great. He provides. Sometimes we don't even notice. God uses four types of experiences in our lives. He uses personal experience, vocational or educational experience, spiritual experiences, and sometimes painful experiences. And you have to look at those aspects of your life and find God in those things. Because God is there. I know people in their 40s or 50s and nothing has changed. They have their same routine every day. And that's what they do, and that's it. It makes me sad. It truly does make me sad. Because when you wake up in the morning, you should wake up with the desire to serve God. Set a goal every morning of how you are going to glorify God and how you're going to do something for His kingdom. Sometimes we even need to look at our assets. What do we got going for us? We got our health. We got our family. We take things for granted. We don't pay attention to those things that God has given us in our life. Because we're so focused on those negative things of life. We're so focused on the things that we prayed for so hard and didn't get. Because it's supposed to be a magic wish or something. So take an inventory of your life and see the beautiful things that God has done in your life. The A stands for act in faith. You have to move forward. You have to believe that God is going to provide for you. Matthew 9, according to your faith, it will be done to you. Very simple, but very powerful. If you don't believe that God is going to do something for you, then nothing's going to happen. But if you truly believe in God, then you have to realize that He's going to guide us there. And I know that's hard, guys. I know it is. Because I've been there. But God provides for you. How many of you today can say that God has provided for you some way or another? All of us, right? Raise your hand if God has provided for you. And I want you to take a look around. There is not a hand down in this sanctuary right now. God is good. Sometimes God gives us something and we don't take it. It's right in front of you. And we don't reach it, we don't go after it, and we don't act on it because we lack faith. Because we're too scared, because what if I can't do this? Well, no, you can't do this. Because you can do it with God, but you're not going to do it by yourself. Sometimes we always complain, well, life's not fair. No, life isn't fair. We live in a world full of sin. Of course life's not fair. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept to be safe. God is our safety, guys. So when you're acting on these things that God has given us, act in faith. The R stands for refocus. Sometimes every now and then, we get a little off track. How many of us have gotten off track? And then, some of you are lying, but it's okay. But we get off track sometimes. And that's okay. Because that's why we have each other. So we can refocus our life back to Christ. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. If you're allowing evil things in your heart, you're going to be producing evil things. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Refocus, guys. Sometimes I just feel like God needs to hold me down and slap me across the face a couple times so I can realize the things that I'm not doing right. Because we're so focused on our everyday life sometimes that our ego gets in the way and we start edging God out. When we went up to Anaheim for a marriage seminar with Pastor Jose Hernandez from Las Vegas, I was talking to Jose at one point. He said, when was the last time you got into a room by yourself and prayed to the point where you cried and prayed to the point where you can truly feel God? So I'm asking you that same question today. When was the last time that you've truly prayed to God to where we start crying? To where we can feel God's Spirit? Because sometimes our prayer life is like a checklist. Oh, prayed when I got up. Prayed when I had breakfast, lunch, dinner. Oh, got to pray really quick before I go to bed so I can cross everything off. When it says meditate on God's word day and night, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are reading it. Because it's one thing to read God's word and do nothing with it. But it's another thing to actually meditate on it. to actually think what God's Word is telling us. You can read for hours and sometimes not have a clue what you just read. Refocus your spiritual life with God. Put it in a calendar if you have to. And set that time aside for God. Just you and God. You know what Pastor Jose said? He said, well, it was a marriage seminar, so he tells me, don't pray in front of your wife. Because that doesn't allow you to be truly honest with God. Pray just yourself and God. Yes, it's good to pray as a family. It's good to pray with a husband and wife. But you need time by yourself and God. So take that time. Make that time. And the last T in START stands for trust. If you don't trust God, none of this matters. Put your trust in Him. Put your trust in Him that He is going to allow you to refocus. He's going to allow you to stop making excuses. Trust Him. Zechariah 4:6. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. By Spirit. You are not capable of doing it by yourself, guys. I am not capable of doing it by myself. Nobody in here is. That's why we have to come together. That's why we have each other. And that's why we have God. Pick an aspect of your life that you want to refocus on this year. It's hard to do a complete overhaul all at once. So start small. Is it just your marriage? Is it your finances? Is it just you and your lack of trust or your lack of faith? Pick something and refocus that one thing of your life. And I guarantee you it'll become contagious to where your entire life is God. Is our faith a part of our life or is our faith our life? Because there's two different things. To be a part of it means, yeah, I can go to church on Saturday. I'm going to pray at this time. But for it to be your life, you're doing it constantly. You're talking to God constantly. You're reading God's Word constantly. You're sharing it with others constantly. You're the weird guy in the break room. What are you doing? Oh, just reading my Bible. This guy. And they leave. You have to do it constantly. You have to allow God to take control of your life. Sometimes we don't. We don't give Him our all. We give Him a little tiny piece because that's what I'm comfortable with and that's all I'm giving God. Uh-uh. You're overstepping now. Give Him your entire life. Stop making excuses. Take an inventory of your life. You need to act in faith. We need to refocus our spiritual life. And you need to trust God. And sometimes that refocus has to start every day. Because we might leave this place and then for sure we're going to mess up. So refocus tomorrow. Don't let it be, well, I can't do it anymore. It's your choice, guys. If you are not close to God, it's because you don't want to be. God does wonderful things in our lives, guys, if you allow Him to. So this morning I'm asking you to allow Him to. I'm asking you to put all your trust in Him. I'm asking you to let go of yourself, let go of that ego, that pride that we sometimes carry, and trust in God. Because that's the only thing in this world that matters. That's the only thing that we have that truly matters. Grace to you and peace be multiplied.